Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us. I'm Stephanie with PlasmaEnergySolution.com.
And I'm Lynn with PlasmaEnergySolution.com. Thanks for being here. Today, we're going to tell you about a new product called Harmony Support, and that's for harmony at home, harmony at the workplace, wherever you decide you need some harmony. And there will be a special all month for 20% off. So if you go to the homepage and look at the information there, just be sure to follow the information when you check out so you get that 20% off. And
Yes.
that's on single vials. So it doesn't include 20% on things that are already packaged, such as garden essentials and preppers package and things like that. What we have, we've got a lot of ingredients in Harmony Support, and you'll also find that out. And I was talking to people about how to use it because let's say you're going into a workplace with it. Well, you could always take a spray bottle and just kind of spray around your work area. Or if you're in a larger facility, one of the things I came up with a friend of mine, where we want to put some harmony around a couple specific places. And people always are like, well, how can I do this? Well, here's what we did. Can you, let's see, I have to. I got a bunch of little rocks and they soaked overnight in our Russian pyramid in the harmony water. And then when I go for a walk, if there's some place that I'd like to add harmony, I just need to have a couple pebbles with several pebbles in my pocket. So you can make this as easy or as complicated as you want.
Right.
So
So my question is, what prompted you to put together the harmony formula?
okay, I was out to dinner with a friend, and we had a mutual friend there who was also at the restaurant helping. And things kind of went off the rails, and we were there early, and it was just like I told our friend who was helping there, I said, you know, I'm going to get you some peace to bring out here. And I think a lot of things that happen are when people are uptight, have we got all our game plan down and are we, up to speed? If you get uptight, some things can go off the rails just because you're uptight. And so I got home and I thought, they probably need a little more. They probably need a little more than just peace. So then I sat and thought about it, and somebody asked me one day, well, the friend that had been with me came over and she said, well, how did you come up with this? Well, the neat thing, Steph, is when Paul and I were putting all these things together, once you have them together, you have your mother source, it's just sitting there waiting, like things in your pantry are waiting for a recipe. Whether it's cake or bread or muffins or whatever. So when I want to put together a new formula, sometimes I have to make new things to go in it, but sometimes I can go to what we already have that we have already set up. And so then I just, it's kind of a what I would call an active meditation. Okay. I'm not in a quiet meditative state, but I'm in a working meditation state. And I think the best way to describe that is when you're doing something you love, time flies. And so that's what I would call a working meditation type of thing. So and just in looking around where I am now, it could be a summer where things are a little not as easy for a lot of the local businesses. I know they're struggling with finding employees and all of that. And you kind of had a recent experience with traveling that really exemplifies that.
My husband and I, well, for I don't know that we've really made the announcement or anything, but I have relocated again back to Minnesota, back here with my husband, as he is, we were hoping he would be retiring early, earlier than he's going to be. So that's not happening. So I came back to Minnesota. But my husband and I went on a just a few day getaway to Las Vegas, which is where we used to love to go for just 3 days and sit at the pool. We're not gamblers. We just like to go make sure we get sunshine and good sleep and just hang out. And it was very different than years past. And the last time I was there was 2021, I believe. And that was post health crisis. It was still fairly okay. And now it's just very different. There aren't a lot of people working. They've streamlined so many of their processes. That doesn't mean that there's better service. It doesn't mean it's a better experience. It's actually not a good experience at all. And we decided that was going to be our last trip to that destination. Just so, yeah, things are just changing drastically. Either they can't get workers or they're trying to replace them with, AI or whatever. So I don't know. It's not, I don't think it's a great trend, put it that way.
Okay. Well, and the other thing you guys were encountering was in the traveling back and forth, which you were trying to do really often, the airline traffic travel got a little sketchier.
Just going back and forth from Montana to Minnesota and that whole thing, it's much more expensive, and B, you weren't always sure that your flight was going to happen. I mean, it's, flights get canceled. And I notice, our flights to and from Las Vegas were not full. So that's also interesting because it is summer and it's a big travel time, to go out there. So I don't know. I don't, Things are definitely changing.
Yeah, just a little different. So, if you were to be in a place, and let's say you want to have harmony and peace around you, but you're traveling, so what I suggest is that you take a spray bottle and maybe spray your clothing or whatever. You can get little travel bottles, and so you could kind of spray the environment you go to. But then we also have a lot of suggestions of how to put energy in your clothing and in your home. Just, I mean, use the laundry and put some of the energy water in the laundry, let it soak in a rinse cycle, and just let it sit there for a while, and then go ahead and spin it out. Once you do that, it's in the clothing or sheets and pillowcases and towels and whatever you had in that laundry. And you don't have to do it over and over.
Right.
Yeah. So, and then I was just going to share a couple things. I have a friend in Arizona who was experiencing fruit rats in her garage, and I guess they're just obnoxious.
I've
And
never heard of that
I
fruit
hadn't,
rat.
yeah, I hadn't either, but she said they're really big rats. And so rather than trying to trap a more than one rat that was trying to set up their happy home in her garage, She did some vials of peace and put a vial in each corner of the garage. And the next day she went out, the rats were gone. They never came back. She left the peace energy there. And my take on that is what I'm going to call predatory energies don't like these plasma energies like peace and harmony and things like that.
Right.
So I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say I think that could possibly ap apply to two-legged predatory energies that you might not like to have around you. So when you're going out and about, if you'll just think about it, we have a large energy field that's never discussed very much. But did you ever have somebody just stand really close to you and it made you uncomfortable? I have someone I know, and she always moves in like right next to me. And I kind of want to say, would you step back a few feet? It's a weird feeling. If you're paying attention to that and you're sensitive to that energy field, then here's my take on it. When we're drinking our plasma energies, our bodies are at least 70% water. Well, then all that liquid in our bodies is carrying the energy field of the plasma energies we're drinking. By the same token, the energy fields emanate out from our body. So that's going to carry out into our energy fields. So
Right. Okay. So
go ahead.
you're hoping this is a timely release of the harmony.
Right. I'm not going to go to the extent of hiring a crop duster plane and flying it overhead with with lots of harmony water, but I'll figure out ways to move about and get some around. And I have one more suggestion that's kind of a little, it's another of Lynn's off the wall suggestions, but hey, that's what we're here for. So let's say you were in a situation where maybe there was a routine meeting that you could go into as just a member of the public, and it's taking a not a very good direction. Okay. Well, what if you took, these are just little address labels, okay? And what if you just wrote peace and harmony on them? And what if you just sprayed this and let it dry? And then what if you just, took a few of them, tore them off the main sheet, but kept them on the back so the sticky stuff is still anchored to the paper. And then they just go with you in your pocket. Well, then if you make a determination that maybe peace and harmony would be helpful, I guess one of my stickers would be left behind where I sit.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So you know what? Just be creative, people. It's really pretty easy. Some people have said, well, I can't do it because I have trees out there or something. Well, go spray the trees. They're not leaving. They're not going anywhere. Or the fence
Right.
posts or whatever. So, okay. Well, I hope that's been helpful. And again, it's harmony support. It's 127, so you're going to get a nice discount on that. That would be 20% off. So, and Steph, is there anything else you can think of that we'd like to share with everybody?
I don't believe so. I just hope that everyone is off to a good start of summer. Remember to stay positive and keep your frequency high, and blessings to everyone.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's plasmaenergysolution.com. Thanks.